Happy Sunday, everybody. Sunday, March 24th. Eric Clark, Dynamic Brands, Alpha Brands. Brands matter, as you know, because consumer spending is, I don't know, it's $50 trillion a year every year. So it's probably something you should have some dedication to in a portfolio. We're just getting through earnings season, and I wanted to talk about one in particular. I'm going to do some more of these this week. A new name that we've started adding to is Man U, Manchester United, a trophy asset. It certainly fits into the luxury grouping where we have Hermes, a little Ferrari, LVMH, but trophy assets are wonderful, wonderful investments for those who endeavor to buy them. And I'm sure it's like real estate. It always feels like you're overpaying at the time, and then somehow you make a lot of money. And in sports, it's been absolutely insane. I mean, I think the Dallas Cowboys are worth like $10 billion. And I don't know, when was the last time Dallas made it to the Super Bowl? Oh, 1995, like almost 30 years ago. And yet they're still worth $9 to $10 billion. The New York Giants are worth about $7 billion, I'm told. And they haven't seen the Super Bowl since 2012. And they've been average at best most of the time. So, man, if you look at the soccer realm, Real Madrid is supposed to be the most valuable franchise at about $6 billion or so, with $807 million of estimated revenue. Man U is number two with about $6 billion in value. I think it's going to 10, FYI. Spoiler alert. I think it's worth 10 over time, and I'll tell you why in a minute. With about $800 million in revenue, but they have a bunch of debt, which is part of the problem and why I'm so excited to see new ownership come in, even if it's just partial ownership for now. So real quick, here's the thesis on Man U. Old Trafford is the stadium. Used to be just an unbelievable, epic, historic stadium. It's pretty tired now, needs a facelift. Hopefully they will eventually decide to create a new stadium that kind of goes with what they are doing around the world in professional sports, making it a destination, creating infrastructure so people spend the day there. That's really how they get paid. But it's in Manchester, obviously, in Northern England. Man U is one of the top global sports franchises, 140-plus year storied history, 67 or so trophies. Certainly one of the most, if not the most, recognizable soccer or football brands around the world. They have well over a billion fans that are under-monetized. That's one of the opportunities over time once they get the team back in shape. And I'm confident that they will with the new ownership, with Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Because one of the things that's so interesting is that while he only bought about a third of the business or the team, he got full operational ownership. So the Glazers, who don't know a damn thing about soccer, clearly, they are no longer making silly decisions. We'll turn that over to Jim, and I think Jim will be a lot better with his team in making football decisions and pitch, you know, on the pitch decisions with players and strategy, et cetera. So, you know, right now, Man City and Arsenal have become the two teams that are very popular in the Premier League, even though, you know, Man U fans are certainly diehards. But the brand itself has just had some unbelievable historical moments. I mean, Sir Alex Ferguson was their coach for 26 years. He retired in 2013. That's really when I think the team deteriorated to the degree that it has now, which has prompted more ownership talks as well. So the Glazers, as you may or may not know, I think they're from Florida. They also own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I would say that they're lucky people. They didn't do a ton to get the value extraction that they've had so far, other than buy a trophy asset, which has just continuously gone up in value. They did have a great coach. I'll give them that. Think about Man U from a from a historical perspective, excuse me. I mean, we had David Beckham, Ronaldo, Paul Scholes, Gary Neville, Roy Keane, Wayne Rooney, Eric Cantona. I mean, you know, amazing players along the way with great supporting cast. And that's what makes a brand over time. So, you know, let's just look at the Glazers. They essentially have been looting the business. They bought it through an LBO, put a ton of debt on the business, paid a dividend that they took most of because they have the biggest ownership stake, took the company public again. I think it was in 2012. Most of that money was supposed to go back to the team for the infrastructure and to pay down debt. Somehow it ended up in their pockets. So these guys have been looting the business for a very long time, which means that the fans do not like them. They have staged several protests about how their displeasure about how the family's running the team. So I don't even know why they'd want to stick around. They've extracted a ton of value. They're hated in England. Why not just make all that money and move on, go buy another team somewhere, and stay in your lane, frankly, stay in football, because they don't seem to know a heck of a lot about the sport anyway. So the reason for the buying the stock now, the stock's down about almost 50% from the highs not very long ago when all that money piled in waiting for that catalyst of some sort of an ownership change. It could have been a full ownership change. Depending on who bought them, that might have been better. The Glazers ended up going with a partial ownership, taking on Sir Jim Ratcliffe, who is a billionaire. I think he's like the second wealthiest guy in the UK. Super successful guy, a big turnaround specialist, big M&A guy, loves to buy companies, turn them around, and then add to his portfolio, energy, mining, gas, et cetera. But now he's heavily into sports too. So he's dealing with Formula One, an America's Cup. He's got a partnership with the All Blacks in rugby, as well as now being a part owner of Manchester United. I mean, the guy grew up less than 10 miles away from Old Trafford. He's got football in his blood. He's got Manchester United in his blood, and he is fired up to change the trajectory of this brand for the better. And so buying the stock while it's down 45%, clearly there's a bunch of sellers, you know, maybe they're hedge funds. It's obviously hard to know. Could be selling of some of the Glazers. Now, Malcolm Glazer, who was the patriarch, he has since died. So his kids, and I'm going to guess they're just a bunch of spoiled brats who have just, you know, don't really take the sport seriously or the managing of the club seriously. So maybe they're selling even more stock, who knows? But regardless, I think it's a pretty good beginning entry point with the stock down almost 50%, knowing that the catalyst is already here. It's just going to take some time. So, you know, what could generate a much better brand value for Manchester United? Well, one, some new ownership changes. We have that. I suspect eventually it'll either all be the new owner, or he'll put together a really impressive dream team of other owners to buy the Glazers out who are committed to turning this brand around. I mean, Elliott Management made a bid for the firm, or, you know, for the brand. And, you know, there's Ariel Investments in there. They're value shop experts. Eminence Capital guy, Ricky Sandler, who I really respect, the last 13F, he had some shares in there. Not sure if any of these people still have their shares. A few other hedge funds were involved. So if you think about how you can turn around a football club, one, you get a new coach or you get a new strategy, that's in the works. You get a new owner, that's in the works. You start to figure out how to upgrade the infrastructure, that's in the works. Certainly will take some time, whether they decide to give it a facelift, which is going to cost $1 billion, or they decide to build a new stadium that has all of the infrastructure to keep people out there for the day kind of thing. You have better sponsorship opportunities when you have a new ownership, with better sponsorship rates, you have better merchandising once you do some things in obtaining new players and upgrading the team. You have, well, what do we talk about? The merchandising, the team, the recruiting, the redevelopment of the stadium, and then you have some better game day experiences once you have a new stadium. So there's a lot of ways to win. They could certainly, I mean, listen, the new owner, Jim Ratcliffe, has his roots in private equity as well, early days in his career. I'm sure he's very connected with all of those big private equity firms. They could certainly try to restructure the debt in a much better way. So I think there's a lot of ways to win with this. So there's a lot more positive developments and catalysts on the horizon than are negative. So I'm kind of shocked that the stock's down 50% or so, but I'm happy to use that opportunity from short-term people getting out because they're not committed long-term to get a better price. And so it's a, you know, it's only about a 1% position thus far, but we are going to build it to a bigger position. And I love, you know me, I love to buy diamonds in the dumpster. So there it is. I get some exposure to a trophy asset, an aspirational asset in a soccer club. Manchester United is one of the most recognized around the world, if not the most recognized. It's worth probably $10 billion over time, $6 billion currently. That's a pretty good risk return. And I get to, you know, be an excited fan while I'm a shareholder of the stock and watching all the developments. So that is a new one, and I'll do more with the rest of the portfolio here over the next week. Thanks a lot.